Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting into order and welcome everybody here, particularly the folks from Fury Beach. And we have some Boy Scouts in the back getting their merit badges, and we appreciate them being here. Eric, if you would like to stand up and give us the invocation.
I certainly will. Let's pray. Father, from time immemorial, you have brought forth people to lead your people. And we thank you. Thank you that you have lifted up these people who are willing to take the time to legislate and administrate and adjudicate all the affairs of this world. And we ask that you will bless these people, members of the Town Council of Fury Beach, and grant to them purity of purpose and clarity of insight, that what they say and what they do may add to the enhancement and the enrichment of all those who are living here on Pleasure Island, but especially here in Fury Beach. Grant them your grace and your love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to have a public hearing, first of the meeting, to receive public comment regarding proposed amendment, Chapter 19, Zoning, Article 4, Supplemental District Regulations, Section 321-5, prerequisite to construction, demolition, remodeling, and impervious surfaces. Notice of this hearing was posted at Town Hall on 3/12 and advertised in the Island Gazette on 7/3 and advertised in the Island Gazette on 7/4 and on 7/11/12. And at this time, we open the public hearing. And the first person we have signed up to speak is Tyler Newman. Tyler?
Good evening. My name is Tyler Newman. I work for an organization called BASE, the Business Alliance for Sound Economy. We represent the Wilmington Gatefair Home Builders Association. I sent John Batson an email earlier in the week just with some concerns. Text amendment does not appear to address pervious pavement and pavers, permeable pavement, those types of things. Those are things that are in the state BMP manual, and we want to make sure that the definition that's a built-upon area that's in the stormwater ordinance, the town stormwater ordinance, has certain terms in it. Make sure whatever change is made with this text amendment has the same terms in it, and accounts for the same thing, and there's some consistency across the board. So that is our main concern this evening, and thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. Next, we have Eric Van. Eric? He's not here, he's in there. He is, some kind of meeting.
Some of the same things that Tyler's statement. First of all, I saw we did allow for permeable pavers to be included, and other things are in our stormwater ordinance. And when I was doing all the research for and going to meetings with the states and Diener, Diener told real quickly that gravel driveways are considered impervious because they do break down. That's the reason you use pressure run because it interlocks together and all. So I said, I just found it, I just read the ordinance Highway 430, so I wasn't trying to surprise anybody. I just found out about it, called Dean. Also, I may give the council a copy of the general statutes in North Carolina. They also say it's not impervious, and they I've highlighted some areas. They show where it, what is going to be considered pervious as far as pavers. And it is consistent, inconsistent with our stormwater ordinance and also the general statutes. I didn't have another copy for myself, but you can see where I highlighted, and it says compacted gravel. And compacted gravel, I have had one comment that described compacted gravel. Gravel the size typically used for driveways and walkways compacts over time, particularly heavy traffic. Soil and plant debris also fill the spaces between the gravel pieces. Both can all reduce or eliminate the initial semi-permeable characteristic of the gravel surface. And so that's the reason the EPA and Diener and the general state has stated as being impervious.
Thank you, Eric. John, would you like to explain your wording of the ordinance? You were, you didn't make it in time for Tyler to explain that he's, what he tried to say is, or what he said is, the compacted gravel doesn't count.
All right.
And it's not consistent with your stormwater.
Would you like for me to go over this in the public hearing or later in the agenda?
In the public hearing, please.
Okay. As you can see, what the ordinance was previously and what we would like to see it become. Previously, it didn't cover anything as far as different driveway types or pervious pavement or pervious pavers or anything of that nature. So I came to PNZ and I said I'd like some clarification to this ordinance and try to draft something that would work for me to go on, because right now it's pretty bare. And so they asked me what I would like to see, and what you have here is almost what I presented to PNZ, and they suggested a few changes, and this is where we are at now. The addition to the current ordinance would be that drip-through wooden or gravel driveways are permissible in any district when serving a single-family residence and shall be considered pervious. Any other material used to construct a driveway is considered impervious.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll save our comments to the later on in the meeting. Any other persons to address council? We'll close this public hearing. Did I hear none?
Make a motion.
No. All right, David.
I'll make a motion to close.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public hearing is closed. All right. Thank you, John. Do you need to do discussion and consideration? I mean, we'll do this later on when we talk about it, so. Mm-hmm. Recognition of awards. Do we have any? None? No awards?
I got one up here.
Okay.
Councilman Heather won 3 gold medals at the lifeguard competition in Jacksonville.
Very good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, let's give him an attaboy.
And the town was well represented by our young lifeguard staff, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Approval of the consent agenda. Do you have Anything bothering anybody? Do I have a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. We have one thing put on the end, and it is any comments. If you're not going to be at the Joint County Commission meeting, I would appreciate them so I can include them from you to the County Commissioner. So anybody not being at that meeting.
Did you get my email?
Yeah.
That's probably what I said that meeting.
So if you have any comments, please.
Are you adding that to the agenda? Or?
Well, we'll put it. No, I don't think so. I think it's.
Just right now?
Yeah. Okay. And can I have adoption of the agenda?
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Do I have a second? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the agenda is adopted. We have two people signed up to address council. Beverly, where are you at? Would you like to address, please? And please state your name and address and everything for the record, please.
My name is Beverly Bills, and I live at 908 Carolina Beach Avenue North in Carolina Beach. I no longer am a resident of Curie Beach. However, I do have a son that is a lifeguard here in Curie Beach. In fact, he got second in the run, swim, run. I've been paying for swim lessons for quite some time for him to be a really good athlete. And right now, he's currently at the state championship in Greensboro, North Carolina. As an athlete and a swimmer and a member of the lifeguard staff, I'm here as the mother of a minor for 8 more months, and someone who will probably be paying for his health care for quite some other time, I'd like to address the council about the smoking ban that you have proposed. I am for banning smoking on the beach. He has asthma. It doesn't affect him on a regular basis, but please keep in mind your employees that are there on the beach. That are lifeguards that are there, they're stationed at particular points. They're not allowed to get down from their spot and move away from smokers if the smoke is bothering them. So I am addressing the council to keep that in consideration when you're looking at the smoking ban. I'm asking you as a mother and someone who pays for someone else's health care.
Thank you. And in point of information, we were just going to discuss
I understand. But I just wanted to bring the if I didn't have the opportunity later at another time please to ask the council to take that into consideration if providing smoke free environments for your employees.
Thank you. Debbie?
I'm Gary Krause, 15 Largo Way, Curie Beach. I'm just here to say thanks to the council and to the staff that helped us put together the backboard for the tennis courts. And I think that there's a lot of tribute to be paid. And number one is Billy Fitzsimons, who's a member, not a member of our Parks and Recreation Committee, but she's a volunteer and she's just a pro. A tennis teacher, and she's the one who brought this idea to us and did a lot of research on where to buy them, where to get them, and so forth. And then, of course, it wouldn't happen if the RM hadn't helped us get the purchase order out, and Nancy helping him. And then, without Sonny's help and all his good men, we want to thank them tremendously. For those of you who don't know what the backboard is, it's a 10-foot wide by 10-foot high board that sits in between the tennis court and the softball field, or the basketball court. And it allows one person to play tennis by themselves and hit back and forth, and there's other people not on the court. And Billy has already started to teach some of the younger ones how to do this. So it's a real jump start for the younger people. And again, I'd also like to thank the other members of the committee who went along with us and helped us spearhead this thing. That's my only comments. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Gary. Anyone to address council? Anybody else? No? Okay. We're going to switch administration and finance for her little show, and if you're ready, Bill, we'll go ahead and take you. Oh.
Oh, he's probably signing him.
I'm just signing him.
For what? Nathan Crouch.
For what?
Are you signing him to address council?
Yeah, for the smoking
room. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Get your information.
Nip it down. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And Mr. Crouch, you're up.
Sure. My name is Ethan Crouch. I live at 932 Sea Ridge Lane in Carolina Beach. Well, good evening. My name is Ethan Crouch. I'm a resident of Carolina Beach and a board member for the Cape Fear chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation. The Surf Rider Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the oceans, waves, and beaches through a powerful activist network. Locally, we have over 1,200 engaged volunteers. Worldwide, we are made up of over 250,000 members in 84 different chapters. We are involved in a variety of campaigns to help preserve coastal environments around the world. I'd like to thank the Curry Beach Town Council for taking the time to receive public comment about the possibility of implementing a smoking ban on the beach trim. Having a clean and healthy beach is an integral part of our way of life here in Curry Beach. It's the foundation of our economy and provides us with a beautiful place for rest and recreation. Passing an ordinance to eliminate smoking on the beach trim is a controversial issue with many different elements to consider. But at the heart of the matter is simply an effort to protect our beach and offer people a safe and healthy environment. It's the responsibility of each beach community to determine the best way to promote this ideal. I hope tonight is just the start of the conversation to determine what is the best strategy for our community, because relying on the current litter laws is simply not working. Smoking on the beach does create two major challenges to a clean and healthy beach. The first challenge to a clean and healthy beach is secondhand smoke. The dangers of secondhand smoke are well documented. Studies show that there are no minimal safe exposure to secondhand smoke. We have all been to the beach and found ourselves downwind of a smoker. This is a very unpleasant experience and is also dangerous to our health. The second challenge smoking poses to a clean and healthy beach is the litter generated from cigarette butts. Unfortunately, right now, our beach is covered in this toxic waste. Cigarette butts are actually made of cellulose acetate, a form of plastic that does not biodegrade. Also, they contain lots of dangerous chemicals, such as nickel, cadmium, lead, and arsenic, that are toxic to humans, animals, and our water. Cigarette butts are the number one littered item in the world, and they are by far the most common item we collect in all of our beach cleanups. Placing cigarette butts in the same category of other littered items is not practical because they are so pervasive and this litter is toxic, not just common debris. Sadly, with the current policy in place, you can't take one step on our beach and not find a cigarette butt in the sand. I'm glad the town of Curry Beach is considering ways to promote a healthy and clean beach. I hope the council will continue this conversation and take some steps to reduce cigarette butt litter from our precious beach. There are many things to consider and a wide variety of solutions at hand. The fact is that we have a problem and something needs to be done. I recommend that council members take time to speak with the police department,
Parks and Recreation Department, Operations Department, Ocean Rescue, as well as community organizations and businesses to formulate a comprehensive plan to solve this problem. The Surfrider Foundation has worked closely with many other municipal governments throughout the country and about this issue, and be more than happy to talk with you each further to share those experiences. Currently, there are 130 beaches in the U.S. that have a smoking ban in place, and the residents of Wrightsville Beach are voting in November on a similar ban, as well as Carolina Beach now is considering a ban in August. There is a wealth of information and experiences from other communities with smoking bans in place available to you when you consider the details of an ordinance here. I look forward to talking with you all further about determining what is the best policy for Curry Beach. Let's please not let this opportunity to promote a clean and healthy beach pass us by. We have a major problem and are looking to you, our leaders, to move beyond the current status quo for a solution. Thank you all for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Anybody else talk about smoking on the beach? All right. With that said, Mr. Scott. Howdy.
Bill Scott, 641 Slew Point Lane. And I'm the owner of a company called Set Up Events. We put on triathlons, including the Curie Beach Triathlon, which we've been putting on since 1997, our 16th year this year. I'm here tonight because of a $240 charge that we disputed on an invoice that came into us. But that is $240 of an invoice that started at $4,000 and ended up going down to $1,850. When I got wind of the original invoice that we had received, it called for 40 police man hours to support this triathlon. The race starts at 7, finishes at 9:30 on Saturday morning. It crosses Fort Fisher Boulevard in one location. We have Avenue K closed right here. Dow Road is closed down. We're being charged 40 police man hours. Not only that, we're being charged $65 an hour. Our typical charge is 30. Wilmington, 30. New Hanover, 30. Charlotte Neck, 27. Raleigh, 30. Wake County, 30. Curie Beach, 65. 40 for the police officers and 25 per hour for vehicles. We are never charged per hour for vehicle. Sometimes we're charged a one-time $25 fee for police vehicles. $65 an hour, 40 police man hours. I was upset. Nancy will attest to that, as will Dennis. And I stormed into her office and I wanted to know what was going on. And it ended up being a meeting of about five or six people. This was Tuesday of race week. Following day, I received an invoice for half of the $4,000. Magically, 20 hours disappeared. Our opinion is we need 7.5 hours of police man hour support, but we were still charged for 20 and still $65 an hour. We also had a $250 tent inspection fee for a big tent that we were putting up for the Sports Fest. Not only the triathlon, but the Sports Fest that weekend. Big 30 by 50 tent. $250. New Hanover County charges $45. Every other community we deal with, $50. In that range. $250. We were also being charged for, on the original invoice, for two firemen to sit in the fire station for 6 hours each during the triathlon on the original invoice. The revised invoice came back and that was cut down to two firemen for 3 hours each. That's the disputed charge. The reason for that being is that the only reason those firemen, to my knowledge, were going to be at that fire station was because our original plan because of the work that was done on the parking lot over at the park, where we always had the transition area, which is the bike racks that are fenced in. Because of the work that was done over there, we had come up with the idea of putting the transition area right out here. And that would have caused runners and bikers to cross over the driveway going into the fire department. However, when we refused to pay the tent inspection fee, we decided we're not going to put the tent up, not paying $250. The tent was going to be on the baseball field. That was the only thing that was going to be on the baseball field. So by removing the tent, I went to John and I said, we now want to move the transition area over to the baseball field. We had it for the weekend anyway. That would eliminate the problem with the access to the fire department. And my point was that we no longer, because we're moving the transition area over there, it's not fair. We should still have to pay for two firemen for 3 hours each, when we never had to pay that for 15 years before, and we were in the exact same location. If I could take a second, I'd say, I think council needs to decide what its approach is going to be with special events on a whole. Because I think as a community that relies on tourism, you've got a big opportunity to bring special events in. You're not going to bring them in charging these kind of prices. I promise you, we're in this business. And I think that's the bigger issue. Is if you want to get events, you need to be competitive on pricing. And certainly don't gouge event organizers who are coming in putting an event on. We've always said we'll pay our fair share. But this went way above and beyond paying our fair share. We'd love to come back, but we feel like, you know, some things need to change as far as how we're being charged and what we're being charged. We're a business, we have to look at opportunities, and we have to make a decision whether it's in our best interest to come back to Cherry Beach or move the race elsewhere. I'll take any questions. I mean, I'm not sure where you guys want to go with this at this point.
Yeah, so, Mr. Scott, I wasn't at me. I'm sorry I wasn't. I wish I would have been there. You know, I understand, you know, being upset when you see a charge come up. But as I told your representative earlier in the year, this should have been worked out way earlier. Wait until the end caused problems on both sides. I think that's the big issue for me. The second issue is I heard that you said it yourself just then, we don't think that's what we need. That's not your call. The department heads are paid by the town to protect the public interest. If the fire chief and the police chief say this is what we need, you can decide whether you like that or not, but it's not your decision on what is needed for the town. That's what we hire them for. If the fire chief, for whatever reason, and I know he's my dad, for those of you in the audience that don't know he's my dad, that has nothing to do with it. If the fire chief says this is what the town needs for proper protection of the citizens, then you as a business owner can either comply or go somewhere else.
That's correct.
And so my first point to you is, working further ahead, this should have all been worked out. You should have given your plan to the department heads, and the department heads should have said, here's our expectations, and you should have worked around that without this big hoopla. I don't know if the department heads were slow giving you feedback or what, but as I told your representative in March, you guys should have had that worked out in the fall. I mean, it's not like it surprised anyone when this was coming out.
We didn't have the invoice until...
I know, but you should have had worked out, this is what we're going to do, and the department head should have worked out this is what the town requires. That should have been a pretty easy math.
I understand. And right? It's also my understanding, though, that law enforcement didn't even know the triathlon had been moved to the first week of June.
Until the meeting when your representative came to the council meeting. That's what I went off about in that meeting.
Yeah, because that had been approved in 3 months earlier.
Not by council.
Yeah, during January, I think January council meeting.
I was on council in January, I can tell you what.
Oh, when was it there? When were
it was before in? I came on that it was okay. Last talked about in council.
Well, I mean, it was approved by council. I mean, I stood here when they voted it in, so I okay. Can't remember.
Well, we looked back through the records to see that, and that's not what it showed, because I looked for it, because I was interested how we got there.
David, the concept was approved by council.
That's not the same thing, I agree. The date should have been firmed up, and all this should have been worked out way in advance. And then you can make a decision.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
On the date, bear in mind that we have always been the final weekend in June for 15 years. And we were asked by council to consider moving the date up for reasons of the hotel owners being able to take advantage of 500 people coming in earlier in the year rather than the week before 4th of July. So we actually had to jump through some hoops to, you know, you put 150 races on, you just
don't run Charlotte.
We had to do some jockeying, and we actually had council's request move the date up to the beginning of June.
I understand, but and I'm sure you worked with the other towns further in advance, or at least I hope so. One of the benefits of a small town is people feel like we don't have to work as far in advance. I can't believe bigger towns allow you to not have your plan to them until as late as it comes in.
The way we function with bigger towns is definitely different than here.
Yeah, and we need to move that, because that's the first problem I have. The second problem is your representative said you're helping our businesses, our hotel owners. That's not the feedback they give me. And going on your website, you didn't advertise a single one of our businesses on it.
And we had all your hotels.
The only hotel on there I looked on your website was in Wilmington. Was a Holiday Inn Express, because I looked at it.
Sure. The Holiday Inn Express was a sponsor of the event, but in the event details that all the athletes received and is listed on the website, there's a lodging section.
I went to your lodging section. You can show me. Okay. After a meeting, I'll be glad to go to a computer with you. But after this came up, I went to your website and went through it, looking for Cary Beach businesses, just for this reason, because I wanted to understand, you know, I don't like for us to fight with business owners in the town either. But the business owners, for whatever business, have to realize that those guys are the ones that make the call on what's done for the town, and then the business owners can decide if that fits in their business model or not. I'm certainly supportive of businesses in Cary Beach. And I think the triathlon, I heard from a lot of people that it was a very well-run event. It went very well, right? So people that I know at Corning and in the community were in the triathlon and really appreciated it. So I hope we work past this, but the fact is, when the department heads either following our ordinances and charging you a tent fee, which is in our ordinance, that's why I charge it, so council made that fee, or the department heads say this is what we're required to support, you got to dispute that before the fact, not after the fact. Not paying for it, to me, is, okay, I don't want to do this again. Because if we don't work it out, and I don't know if we work it out in the council meeting, but if it's not worked out, then at least from this end of the council, I wouldn't vote to let you do it again next year, even if you wanted to. Because it's got to get worked out. I'm sorry, what?
Keep in mind you're only one vote.
I said, this end, I am only one vote. I totally understand that, sir.
What we would like to do moving forward, because we gave this some thought, is we would like to submit our application for next year immediately and ask town to give us a ruling by September 1st on whether or not you want us to come back or not and agree to all the terms. And that gives us,
exactly,
the event we can't come to an agreement, it gives us some time to move the event somewhere else before. We have to be live November 1st with our 2013.
And account. I think that's the smartest way to do it.
Can we do that?
From my standpoint, we can.
Okay.
But we got to work. There's still an outstanding issue, and I think that's part of working it all out.
Yeah.
I think that's the right way to do it, right?
Okay.
So I think both sides feel there's some issues from what happened. We need to resolve those to move forward. I 100% agree with you. Comments?
Can we hear from either one of our fire chief or police chief on what happened?
Yeah. Is he in peril?
What do you want to know?
You did. Before the event, you had some pre-planning and time put into it, right? You didn't just work that day and that was
well, you know, they block off Dale Road.
Mm-hmm. You had set up the night before or the week before, right?
I'm sorry?
You set up the night before or the week before? You got ready. You planned in advance, so you had some time in advance.
That's correct.
Okay.
And when they block it off, they're coming up K Avenue from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we have a fire call, our volunteers come to the station to get trucks, drivers, only one person on duty at a time. So rather than have 15 volunteers come to the fire station up K Avenue and from wherever, up Sutter's Lane, and they're running on Sutter's Lane, then for safety purposes, two people added to drive three vehicles to the scene. They only got to get out one time, and I instructed all of the firemen and volunteers to go to the fire, to the scene, not to come to the station. And for that period of time, they had their turnout gear and everything with them, and so they had to come to the station to get it, which is our general way of operation. So 15 cars come sliding through there at Mach 4, somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, that's just a safety standpoint from the fire thing. We didn't have a fire, so playing great. Like a fire truck. You don't have a fire, you don't need a fire truck. Have a fire, you better have a fire truck. I mean, you got to look out for the public interest. That's, and two people, well, we charge for two firemen, not that unreasonable. So that's where I'm at.
But the night before, 15 volunteers came in and got their turndown gear.
Right. Well, over the first two or three days prior to.
Emily?
Anything else?
Yeah. I understand then it was not just because on the original plan the street may be closed, or the street from the fire station 2K Avenue, and you
there's
didn't do it just because
of street 2K
okay.
Avenue.
Okay.
Do you understand where the fire chief's coming from, Bill?
No, I understand. And again, the firemen were added in there because the TA was being a transition area, was being moved to this field. Again, for 15 years, we never paid for firemen when we were over there, and that's where we were this year. Nothing changed. It was exactly the way it was.
So nothing came the same. Yeah, so for 15 years, we didn't man the station at night when we started last year. So our response time for our fire department's cut in half in the last year because of things that we've done. So 15 years for you, that's your right. What you did has not changed. The fire response in Curie Beach has changed in the last year.
The reason we were given for the firemen was because of the move,
okay.
Not because of a change in
okay.
the way of doing business.
Okay.
Chuck?
Can someone tell me how the price changed from $4,000 to $1,800?
John Minster.
On the original invoice, I did make a small mistake. I invoiced him twice. Well, let me back up real quick.
Oops.
When we got the application for this sporting event for the weekend of June 2nd, it included activities for the entire day of Saturday and for just about the entire day on Sunday. We've never had an event like this in Curie Beach. We didn't have a staff. I met with Harold. I met with Dennis. I asked them each what they would like to see as far as staffing from their respective departments. I took those numbers. I charged the fees the council has approved, and that's how we got to the original invoice. The first invoice that I sent him was for $3,900. I had made a mistake on that invoice and had double charged him for the police officers that were supposed to be on duty for Sunday, for the events on Sunday. As soon as I realized my mistake, I changed the invoice and emailed him and told him that. At the same time, that was the day after the meeting that included Nate Tiagri, Dennis Cooper, myself, and Bill Scott. And at that time, Dennis said, Bill, fill us in more on what was going to be happening over the weekend, the different events, things of that nature. And Dennis came back with a different number of man hours, because after we had heard from Scott about how big the event would be, he didn't feel like there would need to be that many police officer, to my knowledge. And that is how the price changed dramatically.
Was that all done the week just before the event?
Yes, ma'am. I submitted the original invoice on May 9th, and every bit of this happened between May 29th and May 31st.
I've got copies of the original and the revised invoices, if you would care to see them.
I do,
because I think it disputes what John's saying. The original invoice clearly shows police support for the triathlon on Saturday as a separate line item for police support for the sports fest on Sunday. Two separate line items. It's clear that it was going to be 40 man hours for Saturday alone for the triathlon.
There's the original, and there's the revised. You guys want to pass those down there?
Okay, so what is the dispute?
The 240 that I'm disputing?
No. I understand that. What is the town personnel?
Mainly the town personnel on Saturday, 6-2, that line is the big one that went from 2080 on the original invoice to the revised total there.
Okay, so the town had a concept of what you wanted. They sent an invoice, which you disagree with. You met with the town, even though it wasn't a positive meeting, it doesn't sound like. And they reduced it. So what's your point? Maybe I don't understand clearly what the issue is, right? So,
well, I think you're still charging too much. I think that's what I'm going is, as a town council, I think you need to be...
So how many towns do you do this event at?
We do 150 triathlons a year from Maryland to Key West.
Right, and it's public record for every one of those towns how much you pay them. So if I query 150 of you're saying this is less, we're in the high range of the 150 towns?
I'll tell you this, you're going to be the highest police department of any town that we've ever dealt with.
In total cost,
20 years.
In total cost, you're saying this is the highest fee?
No. Per officer per hour.
Okay, however it works out. So I'm talking your cost now, right? So if I query this 150 towns, you're saying that this is going to be the highest out of this 150. That's what you're telling me. Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, have at it.
Okay.
I'll guarantee you. I mean, we pay $30 an hour for police.
No, I'm not talking about the per police charge. I'm talking the total fee to you for the town. $2,100, that's what this is saying.
Yeah, it actually ended up being $18 because I took the 10 off. We didn't put the 10 up.
Okay.
So the final invoice, I think, was like $18.
Okay, $1,800. So you're saying that $1,800 is going to be in the high range of those 150 towns?
I think it depends on if you go into another town and our course is set up different and we need 30 police officers, then clearly the charge per officer, I think you have to do it on a scale of the size of the event.
No, I don't think you did.
Well, because we're paying for more personnel. If we go to a town where we need more support, then clearly we're paying for more personnel.
I understand. I did the math, right? So I understand what your business is generating you for that one event, right? This is like, I don't think it's 5%, but I could really do the math if I decide to mathematically. You're getting a pretty good deal for your event. That's my point, right? So the citizens of Curie Beach that can't drive down Dow Road, the what we offer for you is an event for your venue, right? And you're making $35,000 gross, and then you have to pay all your fees. I understand that, right? This is a small charge of that. And my point is that out of those 150 towns, we can change the structure of how it is. The total bill is what you pay. And $2,100 or $1,800 is a deal for what you're getting out of it, in my opinion. Right? If you don't like what you pay the police officers per person, I understand that. But the total cost to your business for your venue is very reasonable for this event, in my opinion. And I'll be glad to call some of those towns and ask how much you pay.
I mean, call Wilmington and find out what we pay for Beach to Battleship in November.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be $50,000. No dispute there. But right. I think you're comparing apples and oranges. I don't understand the comparison.
Well, if
we go into a community, we're going to pay for services that we require.
Right.
If we happen to require very few services out of a town, should we be paying $10,000 because we're getting a deal with that town because we only need three police officers?
Yeah, we're not asking for $10,000, sir.
I understand, but you're asking for, we're paying, in our opinion, we're paying too much now.
I understand.
We're paying too many hours now. We're paying, why am I paying for 20 police hours now? We have three police officers for 2.5 hours each. Why am I paying for 20 hours? What are they doing? Am I paying for them to sit down here and visit with people? Dennis made the point that he needed police support when the triathletes left town. Because, you know, because when triathletes leave town, it's like one of these Mongolian herds. They bust windows, they rob stores. You know, I mean, really, I need to pay police to watch the triathletes walk to their car and drive out of town. This is what we're being charged for, and that's what needs to change. I hear what you're saying, but it ultimately, when we come down to September 1st, it's ultimately going to be our decision
exactly.
to decide whether we want to hold this race here or not.
I agree.
You can have your pricing. All I'm saying is think about where you're going long-term with events. Because if you're going to charge people what you charged us, you're not going to have very many events.
Okay.
That's my point. If you think events are good and you want to bring them in, and God knows, I don't know why you wouldn't, especially in the off-season, why would you deal with event people like this? Why would you overcharge them? That's my point.
Your point that you're trying to get across is you don't feel that the $240 for the fire department is warranted?
Absolutely not.
Okay. The fire chief explained why he put the $240 on there, and that's not... In your way of thinking or our way of thinking, it's not equating.
It was justified originally when we had the transition
right.
area here. But when we moved the transition area, it was no longer justified. It took it back to the way it's been for 15 years. You're saying, well, maybe they decided that their model's different, but that's not the way it was explained to us. It was explained to us that they were putting it on there because we had the transition area in this field. That's so now I'm hearing, oh, well, maybe that's not why we charged it. Maybe it's a different reason. That's not the way it was positioned us originally. It was very clear why it was on there. When we moved, it seemed to me like that is a charge that we should not pay for.
Thank you.
So your proposal we get back before September 1st?
Absolutely. I say we get back. We'll get an application to you. Probably within the next 2 weeks. We would like to know if by September 1st we could come to a resolution on moving forward
good.
On this thing. And that way everybody kind of knows where everybody stands.
Thank you, Mrs. Scott.
Can I ask one other question? How much has not been paid?
$240.
Just that $240 and that's all.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Gabby. Yeah.
I'm
like to say one thing, two things maybe. As a member of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, Bill Scott and his team worked hand in glove with us to put this thing together. And yes, it's a little different in the planning stages because they had planned to have on Sunday a mile-long swim. And because they only had like, four people sign up for that, that was canceled. And that then took away the need for anybody to be here other than what was normally going on in this town. And I can tell you that they intended every meeting the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board had to help us plan what we needed to do and gave us advice and leadership because we're just volunteers. Mm-hmm. They were very professional with us. And if you try to compare what they did for us, they brought a lot of money into this town on that weekend, even though they didn't have the second swim. And we had a lot of participants. Unfortunately, the two of the events that we had planned didn't happen because the volunteers that were putting them together didn't come through with what they told us they were going to do. It was not their fault. It was the volunteers that we were counting on to run those shows. The softball and the bocce ball. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everything went perfect.
I agree. I think it did go.
And if you're going to sit there and bully him, and he's not going to come back, this town's going to lose a lot of money that it hasn't had the opportunity to make. My only comments. Thank you.
That's fair. Well, sir, if you feel like I was bullying you, I apologize. I was not trying to bully him. What I was trying to do is very clearly define the responsibilities of who's responsible for what. And in my mind, it's very clear, right? And it should be clear to everyone in this audience and on council, because I'm also the emergency manager. And it is very clear in the job descriptions of the police chief, the fire chief, and the building inspector, who's responsible to the citizens of the town for any event that happens in this town. I appreciate Parks and Rec as a committee, but the department head should have been involved way earlier in this issue, which is what I pointed out in February when it came up before council. When any committee or any commissioner comes up with some great idea for the town, they must understand that public safety in this town is the responsibility of the department heads. And that means that anyone working in the town that wants to do something has to come to council and get approval and has to go through the department heads to plan it properly.
They did come to council to get permission.
They did. And then the planning process, Gabby, I don't want to get in an argument with you, sir. I'm just telling you.
If you insist on that they be involved, then you have to tell them to come to our meetings.
No.
They can be involved.
No, they don't have to come to your meetings. You have to take it to the department heads.
Well, I think that if the invoice hadn't been misprinted to begin with, that would have solved a lot of the problems.
Well, I think that was resolved. I mean, that's not on the bottom line. That's not the issue here, right?
That's correct. I mean, it's the $240.
Right.
And I think we should talk through that and figure out where we are on both sides. I think that's exactly appropriate. And it starts off with your application, which is way early will help all that. I firmly believe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do I need to stick around? Or?
No, I don't think
okay.
So.
$1,860, and
you're forgiving that invoice? No. He's got an application coming. That's going to be part of the discussion.
This is for this past event. This isn't the new event. This is past year.
I think council has to discuss that, but in my mind, it's part of the approval for the next application.
I don't agree.
It has okay.
This is part. We have to settle where we're going. Not pay it, not collect it, or let it go. Lower court to say, yes, we're going to collect it. Has nothing to do with what's coming down the pipe. we have to clear this one up now, correct?
I agree.
I'd like to see it cleared up.
Okay, then I make a motion we reinvoice him if that's what council's view is, because the department has spent money for an event, so he still owes it to the town. You wouldn't let me off my water bill, right?
Mine either.
I mean,
I'll second that.
So I make a motion we reinvoice him for the $240. And I'm sorry he walked out if he did that, because I thought we were still just going to be part of the whole deal.
I thought it was going to be September. All in favor?
Aye.
Signal by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. All right, re-invoice Nancy now. You're up.
I just want to give you a quick view of the website.
Scoot up. Scoot up.
You just said you go to my workstation.
Sure.
And I'll say before we get started that the colors on the website are not coming through as nicely on the screen, so please bear with me. We had to have this live first week in August. We're just about done. We have staff training next week. So I just kind of wanted to give you an overview and how we rearrange things and the type of information that's on the site. So if it's not pretty up here, it's pretty on the website. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Sorry. The other thing is, it's also in a. Oh.
Yeah. So. Council at the end, sorry that you left, they kind of brought it up. If you want to hold this for a second. So, council kind of discussed the fact that there's still an outstanding invoice as part of this whole thing, right?
We need to get it resolved.
So I made a motion that we rebill you and then discuss it as part of the whole deal. I thought it would just be part of the discussion in September, but some of council didn't agree with that. So I made a motion that we reinvoice you, and it was seconded in the council. That's what we're doing, reinvoicing right now. You can bring that to the September discussion if you want.
Okay, I just wondered how that entered into the September. I figured it was going to come up again
in
September.
That's what I thought. Okay. That was my thought, but council didn't want it left out there. So there'll be another invoice. Bring that as part of the discussion.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you for coming back, too.
No problem. Thanks.
Color-wise, on the left side, a quick link, that's actually a real nice looking teal color, and it's a navy blue on the right side and in the back, so.
Is it turtle quick?
Here, it's a whole lot better.
The turtle wearing very shorts, I think.
The turtle's trying to get to the ocean.
Okay.
There, you can see, we represented our sea turtles and our pelicans. The Atlantic Avenue walkway and the beach, the pelicans and the pier, and it's kind of a good collage. Get away with the rotating pictures that we've had in the past. Your main navigation tools are up here. We have recreation and tourism services, departments, government, and about Pure Beach. Can everybody hear me? My back here. Here we have some quick links. Notify me, I'll come back to you about what that's going to be. Online payments, we will be accepting online payments, hopefully, again, sometime for a couple of weeks in August, where you'll be able to make a payment for a building permit or your utilities payment or whatever you come to town hall to buy over the website, or the end time probably be able to use MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. Emergency alerts. This section out here, one of the features of this website, if we have a true emergency, a storm, or water pipe issue or whatever, we will post an alert. The first thing you see is you come in the website and leave that alert. You'll actually have to click on the alert to get in the website. But that's a way to make sure that everybody sees and we get the information out as quickly as we can. Here we have all of our plans and local media links. Over here we have all of our preparedness information. Around the whole website on your left teal bar, there'll be a lot of drop-down categories and additional information. We try to do a lot of one-stop shopping, so you don't have to do a lot of clicking or rolling down the page. So preparedness, we have all the information up here, family evacuation plans, your checkoff list, all that, shelter information. There's a great deal of information out here. I won't go through all of these. We have here a little breadcrumb trail. If you want to go back to your emergency alerts, you can do it here. If you want to get back to home, you can do it here, or you can click on your logo up here at the top. That will always take you back home. Another new feature is polls and surveys. We have the capability with this website to put short polls or small surveys out there that will compile the information for us. We have that really useful tool, particularly for counseling when we're talking about different issues. We actually have a survey out there that our intern for Parks and Rec, Mayor Thomas Curry, and he said when it is live, we're going to go out there and take his surveys and share your thoughts with us. So again, I can go back to home from here.
And so that one has it set up so you don't have the same person doing it five times. Does it know?
You know, that's something I'm not really sure of.
Okay. If you guys can look back.
Yeah, we'll be next week, so we'll ask.
Yeah, I think you can address or your resident. I think Thomas is your...
Yeah.
Okay, and then the weather. And if you click on this, this will give you more depth, weather information and all that. We have some quick links here. Budget and audits. That's just all of our budgets and audits. Our code of ordinances is a quick link. This takes you to the website. Any kind of manages our code of ordinances. But it's actually searchable for those of you who don't know that. If you just want to know something particular on the website, like if you want to know about parking, you can go out there and search, and it will show you every reference within the code. We'll go one-stop shopping there. We have flood damage prevention ordinance. Land use plan, tide chart, we have beach regulations. Let's see what these schedule is.
That's because she hasn't fixed that from the home page. Yeah.
We've
still got
some things.
So all the fee schedules are on there too?
Yeah, fee schedule will be on there. It looks like she's working on the beach regulations. That normally comes up and gives you all the ordinances about.
Oh no, click on the beach ordinance PDF right there.
Oh, I'm picking up see.
There you go.
Yeah, they had to work it. That's why I had a train in there. So that just lists all the different regulations.
Okay.
How much is West
Littering on
the
No, actually, you closed out.
That's
like outside. Got to go back to the Vicky. And then go into my favorites and go all the way down.
Yeah. Was that your favorite?
Over there. That star way over on the right.
Way over on the left.
It says favorites.
The other right.
And it's second to the last one, man. Second to the last, that one right there.
So I'm gonna have to do 2-3 days of training. Okay. Oh, there's a fee schedule and that. I'm sure that's not the new one out there yet, but that's the town news. Here we have the town news like we have now on the current website, but you don't have the whole article. Now you can just kind of scroll through and look at what you want to read, and then you click on that, and that'll take you to the actual article. Same with your events and meetings. We just kind of give you bare bones of it, and you can click on that and get more information.
How much notice time do you need for a meeting? 24 hours or 48? Okay. If they change something like Parks and Rec is going to meet on a Thursday instead of Tuesday.
Oh, 7 days per committee.
Yeah.
7 days.
Okay.
But do you mean to update it on here?
Yeah, okay.
It's instant.
Okay.
So that's your main home page. Excuse me. Recreation and tourism. Mm-hmm. Can you see this or should I make it bigger?
That's okay.
Okay. This is geared towards residents who want to know about parks and recreation classes and what's going on in the community center and for visitors and people new to the area. So we just have some basic, this is just some information about curating, like how to pronounce it. how we want it pronounced. visitor information. Under this we have accommodations for all our hotels and JPL, some rentals. Can be listed out here with their contact information. If they have a website, put a link into that. Food and drink, again, that's all of our restaurants in the area. shopping, and parking. We have all the information about where you can park, what the parking looks like. This gives more detail if you want to come into the area, so I'm going to go through all that.
Do we have a map on there to show where parking is available?
It's not a map, but it's a listing of like J Avenue and how many parking spaces can have public access. I think last committee is looking at a map. Maybe not. Again, here's your grant funds. We go back to visitors. We'll go back to recreation and tourism. Then we have direction security. So that's just an interactive map. You put in your address and it'll give you directions. At the beach, we have our ocean safety information with the flags, telling you the different conditions, riptide video, that type of information. And beach wheelchairs, again, how to get a beach wheelchair, how we have them available, and your beach regulations again. Town parks and facilities, we've got everything about the disc golf course, Joey's Park, the upcoming Oceanfront Park, and the community center. And another feature is that we were able to have photos throughout the website instead of just on the homepage like we used to have. Here you've got all the classes, activities, events, rent the facility. People can actually come out here and see the facilities. We've got photos, layout, all your forms, all that information, pricing. And then we have parks and recreation activities. This is all the classes, all the bus trips. Is it coming? Here's your bus trip information up here, children's dance class, everything that's going on, how you sign up, how you pay for it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And events, and this is just the two events that the town helped sponsor, the Angel Street Festival and the Christmas Show. Services. We did more of a one-stop here to list all the services that the town does. We used to have it all under the departments. Anything you want to know about bulk trash is out here. All your information, the schedule, the fees, who you call, when you have to call, what they'll take, what they won't take, links to the landfill. We have the same thing for garbage. Days, how much, what the cost is, we got this for the long. We do have a calendar out here. It's our mocked up calendar. There's some days we take a holiday and we do. So if you ever get confused about that, you can look at the calendar. There's a thing down here that tells you for which area the town you're in, whether you have recycling or garbage that day. Same with recycling, vehicle decal, water and sewer. It's all of our different services.
Permits will also be there.
Yeah,
privilege licenses. She's got to fix that.
Yeah, we got some changes. Departments are just individual departments and what they do, what each department does, the building inspections, all the contact information, planning permits, privilege licenses, contact information. Oh, that's what was missing from the homepage. There's frequently asked questions on the homepage. But you can also find that throughout. If you're in a particular area and you have a question, you can look here and see what frequently asked questions are. Okay, let's see, I can't get back to you.
Just, you know what, you can always arrow that way up there.
Yeah. So we'll go through all the departments. Government, just basic, what the town government is. We've got all the council, all their pictures out there. Yeah. I'm the council members. one thing that's new.
Quite a nice thing.
I think you should
come out and get pictures of
One thing that's new is we now have audio recordings out here. We take all the meetings. We never had that capability before. So if you just missed the meetings and you want to hear it, you can
Same picture.
You must be really bored if you want to do that.
Also, out here in government, we list all of your representatives. You got your county, your state representatives, your federal, the Board of Adjustment, planning, zoning, and all the committee. We'll show you the committee pages. Committee page members. numbers out here. And then each committee has a page. The mission statement, when the meeting dates are, the time, and all the meeting minutes are here. So you'll be able to go and add if there's something you want to look up. Just choose the year or whatever month or date. A Valkyrie Beach is kind of what the weather's like, and when we were founded, and what the area is like, that sort of thing. We do have a history retrospective, which we have on the current site. Memories, vacationing in Curie Beach clubs, historic photos, 60th anniversary photos. Business corner, we've set this up for all the businesses that have been advertising on the weekly email to give them another opportunity or a place to pass some information. Here and again, the same thing that's on the visitor's page, but we have some additional categories out here. And then we have our photo galleries.
Nancy, either there or under the quotes on Curie Beach, is there anywhere that people can put reviews, what they thought about coming here? Or
We don't have that, but we...
That would be like a blog.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you go into a hotel and they'll have reviews and they'll have usually Curie, 4 or 5 that people have made.
Well, no, Town of Curie Beach has, or through the ROT, has the Facebook page, and people can comment, and I see things about Freddy's and our restaurants and stuff. I stayed here, it was great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we want to get into that so much, because what happens is if somebody, you have to review everything people are putting down, because somebody may not have liked something, and they use expletives and stuff. And so somebody's got to always be there watching what someone's saying.
Good job for Andy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of visual.
That's what the problem is. Yeah, exactly. He's going to watch what he said.
This little section here, Notify Me, this will give you the opportunity to come into the website, decide what you want information about, if you want to know about emergency alerts, or you want to know the parks and recs when the next bus trip is, or you want to know if the council meeting changes or the public hearing. You can sign up for that individual information, and you will get an email when the website is updated with that information. We will eventually go on the live from the weekly email that we're doing there, because all we do with that email is take what we have on the website, put it in an email, and send it out to about 1,000 people. So this will give you the opportunity to say, I don't care if the council's going to lose the bus trip. That's all we want to know about. You can sign up for that, or you can sign up for Parks and Rec class, or you just want to know emergency if you're out of state property owner, you want to know what's going on, you can log in. So it'll be important once we are live that you go into the Notify Me, or maybe you put your email address and choose which categories that you want to do. So I'm done.
So when will you go live?
We're training next week.
Steve.
I was saying the week after. Of course, the week after. So then we'll be done.
Will we continue to do our Thursday email when it gets live?
We'll do the Thursday email for 6 weeks or so.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Just to let people know that they need to go to the website and sign up for whatever. That'll be the name that we'll put in that email. Then let the businesses know that that will be available.
Well, anyway. Fire department, police department, public works. All right. Let's take about a 5 minute. Thanks.
Since the swearing in's out of the building anyway. Nice job. Very pleasant.
And it's very functional. That's a nice thing.
I don't have any. I'm sorry. We inadvertently skipped discussion and consideration of committee business, so we'll go back to that now. And number one was shoreline access and parking. We really didn't try to save time by skipping you.
Well, maybe you did.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark Williams. It's the authorized of the purchase of a beach wheelchair in the committee budget. We have two now, and we are in dire need of another one. We're giving them out on a regular basis, and we're falling short every day or every week. Some people come down for the week, they rent them, not rent them, but they take them for a whole week. And then when we have people that come down for the day, there's no wheelchairs for them, and that's the service that we, you know, supply as a courtesy to handicapped people. So I'm looking for the okay, if the council could give me the okay to buy this wheelchair. It should be in your packet, and the wheelchair costs $2,280. And if you say yes, I will turn it over to Arlen to make a purchase so we could get it here by next week.
Tony, have you not talked to anybody in Island Women? That's what all the flamingos and the flocking is about.
Nobody said anything to me.
They're raising money to help Cary Beach and Carolina Beach buy two wheelchairs each.
We'll take the fourth one.
So
this is coming out of committee money.
Well, you may not have to spend your committee money. You might be able to spend it on something else.
When are we going to get them? We need one now.
Well, I signed a check. I thought for one last week. Yeah, it was a wheelchair.
Might have been repairs on it.
No, it was exactly the amount of money he sent me. Came across my desk.
This is for the stainless steel wheelchairs, like the ones we have in the firehouse now, that last forever.
Yeah.
They do not break down.
What's that you mean?
Arlen, can you go to the checks? I swear, I signed one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're thinking of.
Maybe it was your personal check.
SLAP never brought up a wheelchair price.
Right.
I mean, this is the first time I was waiting for the new budget to be
So the question is, if they donate money to the town after we spend it, can it be put back in? Right?
Okay.
And we put this in the budget, correct?
What we have a budget of $7,500 that really covers three committees, SLAP, beautification, and beach protection.
But we talked about this being one of the things when we're talking about the budget.
Right. With that budget, it really becomes council's decision as requests are made by the committees.
We have to go before you.
That's right.
All right, there's a motion on the floor.
Wait a minute. Either they asked for two and we cut it back to one in the budget, or we cut both of them out. What did we do?
It was a miscommunication in the budget meeting. I talked to the chief, and I told him that we were going out for a grant, first of all, and we were going to buy some through the grant. The grant was denied because we had an outstanding CAMA grant, so we could not put a grant in this year. At the time when he came to the budget meeting, I think Emily asked the chief whether we needed a wheelchair. And the chief misunderstood. I asked the chief the other day. Yes, he misunderstood what they were asking. He would like another.
Would he like two?
I would like four. I mean, another one would be good. I mean, that would be a total of three, which would help out.
Well, we'll check into what I signed, but I thought it was for a wheelchair, but... Do I have a motion on the floor?
And
you're
the women on the island of the
world.
They get it. They'll just reimburse the committee.
Could I put one of them in touch with you to talk about that? Could I?
Yeah, you could have
to call me.
Well, they're working on the wheelchair. They might not get the wheelchair till this summer.
Yeah.
But they're going to give us the money or a wheelchair?
They'll give the wheelchair to the island, from my understanding. They were at the house.
They were going to raise enough money to get two for Carolina Beach and two for Cary Beach.
Two and two?
Yes. All you have to do is block somebody.
The money?
But I'll have
someone. Are they going to give us the money or the wheelchair?
The wheelchairs.
Probably. I think this can be worked out. This can be worked out.
In all honesty, if they don't buy this quality wheelchair,
they're buying the quality you want.
As much as we would appreciate it, it doesn't pay to buy an inexpensive wheelchair.
These are not cheap women. They will.
These wheelchairs that we
have will get
here
you the best.
Are
expensive. Exactly.
So I get a motion from the commissioners to spend $2,280 for this wheelchair.
I make a motion that we let you buy the wheelchair.
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Tony.
Good job, commissioners.
Thank you.
I've already signed the door, though, anyway.
No, you haven't. Keep on.
I already signed for it.
Keep on.
Discussion and consideration of old business. Required fees for nonprofit events. Where's that? Oh, there he is.
John, you're up again.
He's getting his notes.
Required fees for nonprofit events. This came up last month and then again tonight. Everybody knows what this is about. Council directed Andy and I to get together and create some language. You can see the new policy there. It says policy regarding special events for nonprofits. With the exception of the following listed below, all other nonprofit organizations shall make application to the town of Tree Beach for the use of its facilities and streets. And the town council shall determine whether or not they shall be exempt from monetary charges imposed by the town. The exceptions would be Going On Live Bait, Disabled Sportsman Tournament, Step Up for Soldiers, Carolina Beach Parks and Recreation and Children's Fishing Tournament, and the Trinity Charity Ride.
And so what was the, Nancy, I read your email, but I'm not sure I understood the justification for putting it in a policy instead of in the ordinance. Or Andy?
It's just, it could be changing any time. It's just like the fees that we have up in front of us. We're cluttering up our ordinance book as it is.
Okay. I make a motion that we change the policy as recommended by the building inspector and the town attorney.
Second.
All in favor, send them a saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, John, thank you.
And if a nonprofit comes, ask them to come to council.
Just stay, yeah. Stay there. Stay there.
Well, actually, I guess we got one more thing, and then I'd like to give my update on the park. Go ahead.
A draft amendment to Chapter 19 Zoning Article 4 Supplemental District Regulations, Section 321-5, prerequisite to construction, demolition, remodeling, and impervious services. Now, we've heard from several people about your ordinance tonight, and I personally think you need to take it back to P&Z and get the state statute included in it, because I know as president of Beach Walk when I was there, any parking space that's designated a parking space, they consider non-pervious. Anything, doesn't matter. So you're going to have to hold these houses to 65% plus the driveway.
That's why we do it now.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute, so is that in your covenants and restrictions for the neighborhood?
Yeah. But the girl...
So the town has to
Well, the girl, when we talked to her, Linda Lewis, she said that's the way it was going to be, period. And I don't know whether she's overstepping her authority, but she
Who's
needs
Linda
to...
Who's Linda Lewis?
She's in charge of the storm.
State Stormwater Office
in
Wilmington.
Okay.
Yeah. And stone driveways were the same. When it was a driveway, if it was stone, it was considered a solid surface. After so many, you know, after so long.
If you parked a car on it or drove on it, it was impervious soil.
Yeah. So you need
and
to...
That's what he's talking about.
And that's what we've always done. 65% includes your house and your driveway. Anything that's covered by a roof line or concrete is the way I've always treated that word.
Well, did you have a problem with the way it's written?
Well, my concern, and I've got copies of it, that it needs to be consistent with the town's current stormwater ordinance.
Right.
And there's a section in the last part of that that talks about pervious and impervious. It's a couple sentences. It should be enough to help.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I pulled that earlier today, but it's the last sentence, I believe, the last part of that sentence is underlined. Just making sure that whatever's in, whatever gets approved from a text amendment standpoint matches what's in the stormwater ordinance, whatever allowed or not allowed, because that's where the consistency comes in, and that's where Linda Lewis, I think, from an enforcement standpoint from the state, is going to look at things.
Yeah. She was adamant about it, but.
So there's kind of different views, right? So gravel, I think I agree with the mayor. You need to go back and get all these three in line together, right? So there's the General Assembly Session 2000 that was brought up that talks about gravel. And it says compacted gravel should not be considered permeable pavement. But then it talks about pervious or partially pervious material with gravel areas, so I don't even know that it makes sense together. And then I agree with what you just brought up too. I think Dean, you're exactly right. Take it back and see if you can integrate all this stuff, right? Because we want to help you.
Get it all together and make it, you know, consistent, and we'll take care of it.
Okay. So do we need a motion, Nancy?
No, I think I'm just asking to take it back.
Then we have to do another public hearing, right?
Yes.
Make a motion that we send it back to P&Z for the building inspector.
Second.
Make an agreement.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
If you don't mind, can I give you all a quick update on the park since I had to get the department head on?
Wait a minute before you go there. Are we finished with committees? Because Nancy had something else that needed to be brought up. P&Z.
You're using him as P&Z?
Yeah.
Okay, let him finish the park and then we'll do this.
Okay, do the park then.
Okay. Contractor tells me they're on schedule. 2 weeks ago, they poured about 75% of the concrete slab for the main building of the pavilion. As of the beginning of this week and part of last week, it started tearing up about 40% of what they poured. Problem was, there was still some pooling going on. They didn't finish the concrete the way they were supposed to.
The one in the step up.
So, bottom line, we're two steps forward and one and a half backwards. Contractor says we're still on schedule.
Okay.
The bathroom building, they have reframed the headers. They have sheathed the outside. They should start the framing on the roof tomorrow. As you drive by, you'll notice that there's a lot of block work that's going on in the main pavilion also. And the slab should be re-poured, I'm told, by this coming Wednesday, the 25th. Additionally, as I came to you last week, the last month, about the playground equipment, primarily the pirate ship, we did get our RFPs back from the contractor. For the wooden pirate ship, total cost to the town would be $5,163. For the recycled plastic playground equipment, the total cost would be $14,921.
Sounds like wooden to me.
So
wooden
to me. Yes or no on which one?
Take a motion, wood.
Make a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Other than that, like I said, the contractor said he's on schedule. They anticipate being done by the beginning of November.
Do you want to talk about the benches?
If they can get all the subs in there, is what they tell me. Builder that was going to construct the benches for us has... He's had his property listed for sale for a while where his shop was. He sold it. Told me he has to get out in a couple of weeks. He's selling everything he's got and he's moving to Charleston. So now I'm out on somebody to build benches and the slings. I do have a couple other favors out. I should have something in mind within the next week as far as somebody constructing the benches and the slings. And that is why there's no slings hanging up right now.
And when you get has the punch list been done on the boardwalk?
No, sir, it has not. No, sir, it has not.
All right.
And that's the update on the park. Do I have any questions about the park?
When will the punch list be completed?
The punch list on the boardwalk?
Yep.
When you use the swings?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a firm date on that. We have a construction meeting coming up next week.
Okay.
We should probably go over it, but at that time. One other thing I need to hit y'all on real quick. I got a request this morning for approval to close down part of Dow Road on Wednesday the 25th for the purpose of filming. The movie is called...
Jesus Christ.
I forget. It's that movie with Jennifer Aniston in it.
Oh, that's what you remember.
That's why he forgot.
Anybody they have petitioned DOT, and DOT said they're fine with it, along with Fury Beach is fine with it. They want to close down the road from K to Ocean from 7A to 7P.
Ooh, are they going to need any police?
Wow.
The what?
What was that date again?
Next Wednesday, we're meeting with
County. Next 25th. This just happened this morning. I have not had an opportunity to discuss with the police chief yet.
Will they be paying for police?
I think that's a good idea.
They need to pay for that.
That's all I have right now. If y'all are going to even attend
the inspector does not need to be out there trying to meet. Yeah.
That's a long time for the main road, well, not the main road, but the secondary road, Fury Beach.
They're going to close it from which ocean up down?
Ocean down, yes, sir.
Wow.
To 7th Street or?
To the end of the well, 7th Street, I guess, yeah. That way we don't have people going down and having to turn around.
This way, you think?
What day is it, John?
Wednesday.
Sorry, Frank. Yeah. Where do we send them the bill?
It needs to be a very large donation, must be done.
What do we need for the
information? What was it, ladies?
I just got it today, you know. Because
that's not a, it's not a town road, so I don't think we get the bill. That's right. It's not our road. Well, DOT is just being nice to us by letting us.
They said it's yeah. If it's okay with Pure Beach, it's okay with it.
Let's get a little something. Come on.
DOT did say whatever Carolina Pure Beach says. Carolina Beach said, look, it affects Pure Beach more than us. Whatever they said, we'll go with.
Okay. Well, that was nice of them.
We can name the top lot after them.
What's your pleasure, ladies?
How are they going to advertise that? I mean, how are we going? Are you going to put your sign up and say it's closed?
DOT will have to do all that.
If DOT is going to advertise it, I'm in favor of it. But if they're not going to tell anyone, that's a problem.
Okay.
They need to advertise it right away. I mean,
I know. Yes.
And the sign needs to be far enough out.
Do we still have our sign? Do we still have our sign? No, we don't have it anymore.
If y'all are in favor for it, will you tell me what conditions that way?
We need a detour sign.
They need the sign.
DOT advertised it 48 hours in advance that it's going to be closed from when to when with a sign at both ends. They can do that, right? They typically do, right? Is 48 hours enough, do you guys think?
I think 36 would be better.
I think 48.
No, I mean, the whole time it stays there and stays going, right?
I say 48.
Well, the reason I say it is so Monday morning when you're driving to work, you can figure it out that Wednesday you're home.
All right.
Being one of those people that drive there.
I say 48.
Good.
I make a motion that if DOT will advertise via one of their signs.
At Ocean and at 10?
Yes. For 48 hours, then we'll support it.
That's second my motion.
All in favor, send by saying aye.
I'm sorry.
I second it.
Yep.
Chuck.
Oh, we can't get any money out
of it. I like the way you think that.
And the building inspector can't hang around.
I got it.
Okay. Now, Emily has something for you, John.
And this really should be coming from you instead of from me, but the PNC would like to have a meeting in September on K Street, not the meeting on K Street, the meeting about K Street, with a lot more details and mapping and what it would look like in the future and all. And they would like to have it with the town council, but this is not a public hearing. This is just like a workshop that we would have to let people come in and ask questions and look at the mapping and give them an idea of what kind of things could be done or can't be done, and what the difference would be between any changes that might be made as opposed to what we already have as far as businesses that can be there.
But they don't want to have a real public meeting?
A public meeting, but not a public hearing. It's like a public workshop. And we would like, or they would like, for town council members to attend and also ask questions. And it's not a time when we would be making decisions or anything like that. It's just a workshop like we had one time on the business district. And want to know if you know, when would you like to do it in September?
Where's your funder at? There you go.
Is he here?
No, he's here, but when did y'all come up with it? Quit hiding behind me.
Yeah. It was not at our last meeting, because that was a record short meeting, but the prior meeting. It was supposed to have been brought up 2 months ago.
Oh.
It slipped through the cracks somehow.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Craig would normally come make a request like this. I believe he's
out of
town.
He would.
He's in Korea right now for a couple weeks. I think he's back.
I'm not sure the date that they're asking for. But
they haven't, according to this, they haven't set a date. They'd like any recommendation from us.
It was in September.
Yes.
September, and they're seeking settle down.
Or would you rather just have them set it and you'll attend? Or?
Yeah.
Well,
it would be a joint meeting. It's not.
You'll need to schedule a meeting, set a date and time as a council meeting. Okay.
So we really need to do it this month if it's going. Well, we could do it at the August meeting.
Yeah, we could do it
at the August meeting.
They meet on Tuesday. Why don't we just
First Tuesday of the month.
I mean, why don't we just meet when they meet? Is
everybody here? They wanted to have it in late September.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll come back to you in August with a firm date.
Okay.
Thank you.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks, John. Number three, Beach Renourishment. We don't have any numbers from the county yet about borrowing the money, when we're going to borrow it. I have the local bill that was passed by the legislature, and we had the governor's signature on it, so it was approved 4:33 p.m. 12th of July that we can move the county has the jurisdiction to move the money around. I still get some folks asking about how we got left out, and it was because the Army Corps of Engineers left off in vicinity, and we owe all this to them. Now, our next Beach and Waterway meeting, we're going to ask Jim, it's time for him to start working on our beach renourishment, which will be in 3 years. And we'll keep you posted on that. But right now, we have no firm percentage that they're going to charge us for the money. According to Catlin, 1% is probably what they're going to shoot for. And we'll bring this up for discussion with them at the Joint County and Beach meeting next Wednesday.
Okay, so since they can move it around, we shouldn't have to take them out. That's what we need to address with them.
Yeah.
That should have fixed that issue, right? So,
well, it's also a matter of how quickly the Corps of Engineers need it, and they may need it quicker than the legislature can get the check to use.
Yeah, but so the county's going to have to front the state money, too.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll work all this out with them. And hopefully they'll have the...
Right. So, I mean, Arlen's not, we're not working on one right now because we think we're good. If Rick thinks we should be, he needs to tell us that, because 1%, when I know what they're getting on the money, is not going to work. We'll pay them what they're getting on the money, but we're not paying more than that.
That's true. That's good.
The other thing is if the county was going to front the money for Caroline Beach.
Right.
At no cost, they should be doing it for us.
For us, too. Yes.
So, I think we're on the right track. We just need to talk with them and get some of the right.
They've got their legal people looking at it and all the other
stuff. Exactly right.
It's a little premature right now.
Yep.
All right.
That's good.
Thank you. Consideration of new business. And right now, I would like Mr. Canutus to let us know if we can have a ban on smoking, or where we're at with the General Assembly right now with the smoking stuff.
Well, Mr. Mayor, after listening to everybody today talk about cigarette butts, which I agree with, I feel like Oil Can Harry in the old comic strip Dudley Do-Right with the villain. Because I'm here to inform you that under the state law, which is smoking prohibited in public places and places of employment, that the legislature passed 138-491 through 138-498 states that local government can pass these ordinances on local government grounds. And when you read the definitions of the general statute, it says grounds is defined as an unenclosed area owned, leased, or occupied by the local government. Well, we don't own any of that out there. The property that we have out here on the beach, we're very unique, I guess, in that back in the days of old, when the Curies first started growing properties, they used to sell the property on the oceanfront to the high water mark. And there are a lot of people out there still paying taxes on that, even though it is in public trust by case law. The general public may use the beach. But it's my opinion that we don't have the authority. Now, Riceville Beach is in a different position because in 1939, they acquired the beach by deed. They own their beach, so they can enforce anything they want to out there. Toronto Beach, I can't tell you anything about that. All I know is 1963, they got an act passed establishing a building line, but I don't know what that did as far as the title to their property. But I know that we don't own anything out there on that sand. We're blessed by the fact that we have our easement line for the beach renourishment, and also the CAMA pretty well takes care of our problems out on the beach, though therefore we don't need any other laws or any other possessions. So that's the story. I just don't see where we have the authority to get into a smoking ban.
Is that strictly for smoking, or would that also apply to our dog law? Anything else?
That's got nothing to do with that. Dog laws and everything else comes under different statutes.
Okay, so smoking is totally separate.
Secondhand smoke.
Okay.
But you can cite them for littering.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get them for littering.
And that'll be another dozen police officers if we actually. Okay.
So Andy, what? I remember when we went through and had to get all the property owners to sign away rights prior to beach renourishment. What did that? So that wasn't changing the title. That just said that if the beach built up too big, they couldn't build on it. Is that
now,
what
that
did?
Had nothing to do with the building. The easement that we got was purely a certain distance that the Corps of Engineers has the right to go upon when they're doing the beach renourishment, and it is just a right that we have. The owners own the property. All we have is a perpetual easement forever to use the beach.
But I thought, at least at the time, I sort of remember, I wasn't paying close attention to it, but the first time of beach renourishment, because I remember when
Lee Wren
had to go to every owner and have them sign it, and part of the hoopla, as I remember it, and I could be a little wrong, was that if the ocean was to go down, they still couldn't build properties back there, right? Because most of that beach had houses out there. So that permanent easement just said you can't build anything on it?
That's right.
Okay. So no one can build like a patio. So you're saying there are still some people that are paying property taxes on some of those lots?
Yeah, because beyond the easement line, it runs to the high water mark.
Right.
So they still own it. But they can't use it.
Right. And they can't people. So the easement also allows public to be on it.
That's right.
So not just the Corps of Engineers, okay.
That's by case law.
And then your point about the smoking ban is because of that specific statute applies, but any of our extraterritorial stuff applies, any of our rules or laws,
right?
Just smoking is the issue.
Just smoking is the issue in this.
So then what about those people?
Actually, this isn't really a crime.
Well, so what if the owners, the individual owners, put up no smoking signs there? I mean, the police wouldn't have to enforce them, but if you're saying that, could, since it's not our property, could everyone go out in front of their house and put a no smoking sign?
Yeah, they'd be hard pressed.
Yeah, no, you couldn't enforce it, I guess.
You couldn't enforce it and have to get surveyors and all that nonsense.
Does the state have any responsibility in any of that? I mean, could you go to the state to put a smoking ban out there, or is it strictly
the legislature anytime to get anything bad?
But I mean, like he said, would it be up to the property owners to do that, or can the state do that?
We'd have to ask the state.
No, I know that, yeah. But I mean, can the state?
They won't do anything without.
I know that, but can the state do that?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
They could just change that statute and we could do it. Yeah. But they'd have to change it first is what Andy's position.
Yes, Greg.
Curious question. Is this referring to secondhand smoke or livery?
Secondhand smoke.
So it's secondhand smoke.
Livery is something else.
Yeah, there is jurisdiction on livery. So
yes.
If you really get serious about livery, you could discourage.
It's my recommendation to let Carolina Beach work through this quagmire before we get bought in. And I don't know, have they got the same laws that we have other than, you know, the building?
He said he didn't.
They had a building line established by the North Carolina legislature that took that easement in 1963. They didn't bother going to the individual property owners. They gave them certain days to come forth and protest. And they didn't come to protest, so the land automatically reverted to the town for an easement.
But that's just an easement. They still might not have title, so they could have the same problem.
They could.
Potentially.
They could.
Right.
Well, that legislation in Curry Beach gave them the authority where anywhere that they provided beach renourishment, they would have the ability to enact that any of those ordinances.
No, that's what he just read. What he's saying is, I mean, this is a tobacco state. I'm not sure exactly how the legislature wrote that, but they wrote it specifically around what the government could control around smoking.
And they gave them the authority where anywhere that they had performed beach renourishment, that the town would have the ability to.
Didn't say anything about beach renourishment, owned or leased.
Can I get your email on the town website?
What?
Your email address on the town website? I'll forward you some of the
it'd be best.
A dot.
Yeah.
I'll get it off the website.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, that's it. Anything else to come before this council?
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
So, a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. All right.
I smoke.